Worship centers were shut down 11 weeks ago by the Osun State government to nail the spread of coronavirus, also known as COVID-19, and the board when few index cases were discovered among some traders returning from Cote d'Ivoire to their hometowns in Ejibo local government area. The index cases and their contacts were already quarantined at an isolation center, Ejibo, set up by the government to prevent the outbreak of COVID-19 in the state. Apart from regular washing of hands with soap, curfew, closing down of markets, schools and other public centers, including churches and mosques, movements of people were restricted, while interstate travels were also banned. Following the compliance with personal protective protocols and reduction in new cases of coronavirus infection in recent time, the state government, after a dialogue with religious leaders, Governor Oyegari Tola directed worship centers to reopen for service with another set of protocols. Speaking on the first service after the lockdown, Pastor Shin Ajileye of the Dominion Center Gospel Faith Mission International Government, Ilefe, appreciated government's efforts at containing the spread of the virus, noting that religious leaders will support every effort to eradicate the pandemic.
We have hand-washing facilities in 6 locations in the premises of the church. We are having our services in 2 shifts because the chairs are arranged in a scattered arrangement, and we ensure that people use face masks and people are not moving too close to one another. And as soon as the first service ended, we encourage them to leave and go home so that the second group of people can come in, and cleaning of the church is going on.
Similarly, a senior pastor, Professor Bamidele Olaniyi, who expressed joy over the reopening of worship centers in the state, appealed to Christian faithful to follow the protocols against the community spread of coronavirus. In his contribution, Alhaji Kazim Zakari of Omiashoro's Central Mosque, Elisha, reminded Muslim leaders of the need to evolve strategies, including prayers against the spread of coronavirus among the faithful.
My advice to Muslim who marginally is to follow the rule and regulation of federal government and the state government.
A medical expert, Dr. Laide Afolabi, in a remark told Radio Nigeria that the prevention of community transmission and reduction of cases of coronavirus was a collective responsibility.
If we own our prevention, what the government will do will just be very minimal. For a sane person that wants to stay alive, we not regard COVID-19 as being a ruse. The precautionary measures are not disciplinary measures. They are precautionary measures to make sure that infections are curtailed.
Dr. Afolabi advised those with high temperature, persistent cough and sneezing to visit the nearest designated health centers for treatment. Adejoke Adebisi for Radio Nigeria.